Oh, hi there. It's Sparky, the intern and producer slash editor of It's a Show podcast. This is kind of an intro to tell you that we are about to intro season 2, episode 1 of this podcast. You see, sometimes we just sit down and we get right into it without officially kicking off the show. So what you're about to hear is real life and the tail end of a conversation with Scooby Sway. A new feature featuring Scooby Sway is coming up later on the show, but here is the start slash unofficial start slash the start before the start .com of this show podcast.
So here you have this house of children, and you're an entertainer. You have history of entertaining big specials, TV shows, radio shows, syndications, morning shows, afternoon shows, all sorts of shows.
Yes.
How come this is not rubbing off on your children?
They're all highly entertaining, but they need to have their, you know, yeah. Just like when I do a show, I like to know where my edges are. I need to know. There's no edges like either. A loose script would be great. We could ever have something. Speaking of which, I put one together for this show.
So before we get into that, should open it, don't you think?
Yeah, let's open the show. That's a good idea, Sparky.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new fall season of It's a Show.
Tremendous fanfare. This is episode whatever. Are we going to start over?
I would say season 2, episode 1.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Let's do that.
Because Lord knows what episode we landed on last time.
And, you know, you've seen a tremendous growth in the Facebook likes. A minor growth in the Twitter follows.
Follows. Twitter army. They've noticed that we were absent over the last month.
Okay. So read me some. What do you got?
Remember when we had that impromptu road trip to the musical country fair? Remember that back in the day? 40 days-ish ago?
Yes, I do remember that.
Tina Turner was listening and she says, ha ha ha, It's a Show is back. She quotes Tim McGraw, if you're listening, end quote, love it.
Nice.
So there you go. I also had a few texts. From people. Mama Jude's was disappointed that she couldn't be on the program, but timing never worked out. We'll have to call her one of these days in the new season.
Yeah, she was going
to
be live in studio, and then that all went to pot. What happened there?
Life happened. So welcome to season 2.
It's going to be a beauty.
Let's hope so.
I alluded to it on a posting of the It's a Show. You can reach over. It's fine. Don't grab the iPhone by the cord.
I got to vent about the iPhone problem after...
Are we going to talk about the U2 incident?
We can talk about that. I'm going to just talk about my iPhone problem. So this morning I wake up and I notice I'm at 62%.
Yeah.
I'm like, my phone's been plugged in all night. Yeah. Why is it at 62%? Then I notice, you know, when you charge the little lightning bolt when you have it plugged in,
yeah,
it wasn't shown. It wasn't there. So I was like, well, why isn't this not happening? I think something's wrong with the cord. And I've also heard this before that third-party iPhone cords, for example,
right,
generic... cheapo cords,
yeah,
don't always work with your device.
You can count on the little plug-in for the truck for that little piece.
Yeah,
$5. Those are good. Yeah, good to go because I got both vehicles got a $5 one in there and they work fine.
Because I bought an extra long one. I think it was like the Walmart version, and I've been using it for months. And all of a sudden, last night, it must not be working. I thought maybe it was that stupid plug-in thing you plug into the wall because that thing is $50 by itself. Long story short, why can't I just have a cord that doesn't cost me an arm and a leg to charge my phone?
Yeah.
And just nothing is wrong with this cord. It for some reason, just decides not to work today.
Well, I had that similar problem on my bedside charger. I got a situation where beside my bed, it's a power bar, like an old power bar. And so that's where, and I got a shortage of cords, so I got to take mine to the office.
Oh, yeah.
And then I always got to continually plug in. And it's one of the ones where the prongs slip, like fold in, right?
Yeah.
So then they keep folding in when I'm trying to plug it in. And it's a small crevice area.
Yeah.
Darker in there because I don't have a bedside lamp. And it becomes an issue every night. Then it drives me crazy.
You need to rig up a better system. You need to rig up something. You can never... I hate when you have to transport cords and power things from site to site. You need those multiple stations, one at work, one at home, a couple at home. I have two, one in my bedroom, one floating in the living room. I've got a cord in the vehicle, so when I plug in the vehicle, you know, to the USB port there. So, but then the new phone's coming out this in a couple weeks.
Okay, hoorah about the six.
The 6 and the 6S 2.0.
Yeah, so one is slightly larger. They're trying to cash in on the cachet of the Samsung. And my daughter went to the other side. She got rid of her iPhone because it had a crack, like huge crack. Like you could barely see the crack. But of course, we need a new phone. So we had to get the Samsung. So she said, for dummies like me, it's not the phone to get because you're going to learn to use it.
For the Android, right. Because you're already used to your Apple phone.
Where the buttons are and whatever. But she caught on to it just fine.
She's smart, yeah.
So I don't know. Is there anything? What's the biggest new feature?
To be honest, I haven't really paid attention to the big iPhone 6 release. All I know is that why do I got to pay almost half a month's rent for a new phone?
$265 on a 2-year TeleShare Plus plan.
Yeah, or $750 with no term.
No term. I like no term, but I don't like $750.
Right. So I honestly, it's bigger. That's all I know. So
they
you
don't
got
look that like. I mean, it looks like the same damn phone.
4.7 with the 6, 5.5 with the.
You think of the 6? It's the 6. I would have made it 6 inches. Go 6. Make it six.
All new design. It looks sleeker. Does look sleek. You know, the display is better. There's a better chip in it to make it more faster. You know, there's the motion processor. So it'll track, you know, how far you go, how fast you're going, how high you're, you know, active, the active lifestyle, which we should probably do.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
A new fancy camera, which if they improve the last camera, that is a perk because that camera really takes awesome photos.
Unless you're at a concert.
Well, you just got to know what you're doing.
The 4S doesn't work for me.
No, you just don't know what you're doing. This is cool. The iTouch, the Touch ID. It's like some CSI shit right there.
Yeah.
iOS 8.
Impressive.
iOS 8. And
that's it.
But, you know, probably until I get it in my hands.
Are you going to get one in your hands?
Let me tell you. Funny you should mention that because just moments before you made your venture up to the studio, you called because you forgot where we were located.
Forgot the apartment number.
And I was on my phone, and I could hear it was ringing, but nothing on the display changed.
Oh.
So there's some serious laggage in my 4S.
I got some problems like that, too.
It is very slow. Like in the last 6 months, I've noticed it become more stupider, and it's more like
Facebook? When I open Facebook app, it takes forever.
I'm like, why did I? I forget what I was doing.
But I didn't do the upgrade because here's my thing. I don't have an iTunes account.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how you're surviving without the iTunes account.
Because I don't have a computer to put the damn iTunes account on.
You're doing life backwards, I think.
I know. And here's the other thing. I'm a college boy now. I've got an iPhone 5. They gave it to me. It's a brand new phone. Came out of the package.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a ballpoint pen situation in my briefcase. So now the cord is stained with ink on it.
Oh, this is a Seinfeld episode.
And the new headphones case is stained. Anyway.
Remember when Mr. Pitt said no ink in his office and then a link got ink everywhere.
I do recall.
That's what happened.
So now they want me. So I have on this plan. This is our interview phone and everything else. So I amped up all of the long distance and the coverage and everything that you could amp up. I'm paying a fortune for this.
Yeah, that's your day-to-day phone.
So then I thought, okay, the college is going to give me the phone and we've got a whole new ball game here. Now I can reduce all the hoopla on this, give it to my daughter or Scooby Sway, and we're fine. We're on easy street with the phone systems. Of course, then I get a gander at the college phone plan. And it's not up to par to what I need for functioning. Because sometimes my mom, I just lost my dad, right? And my mom's at home. Sometimes when I got 10 minutes in a vehicle, I want to phone and check on my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't do it at my college phone. And I do not want to carry around two phones.
I was just going to say, why would they think, I'll give this phone to GA. He'll like carrying around two phones because he doesn't have enough problems in his life.
Yeah, like I can't keep track of one, let alone two.
You're not Batman. Where's your...
What I'd like to be able to do is to enhance the plan, pay for it off my check just a little bit that I enhance, the extra $20 for long distance, whatever. Yeah, Why can't I do that? Why is it got to be so complicated?
I agree.
Of rent.
I have my work pays for my phone, but it's my phone. Yeah. They just pay my bill.
See, and how hard is that?
It's not hard. But anyways.
How much is your bill?
You know, I did have this conversation with the Telus person via chat because I don't want to talk to people, so yeah, I go on the chat.
Chat, I haven't used the chat.
And I'm like, listen, there has got to be a way that I can get a better bang for my buck. Why is caller ID $7 a month?
That's
why?
That's ridiculous.
I pay about 80.
80.
And I feel like I'm getting ripped off because I don't have, I think I have 1 gigabyte. Does that sound right, of data?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I go over, enough. When I go over, it's $20 and yeah, then I get another gig.
Yeah, you need 2 gigs, man.
But apparently, cause ADD Steph has a sweet ass plan, but she lives in Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan does it right with the TV, the phone plans, everything. Yeah. They are got rock star plans.
She's got so much gigabytes. No wonder she's on the Snapchats all day, every day in the middle of nowhere, not onto Wi-Fi, cause she has data to spare. And I was like, how? Give me some of your data stuff.
Sorry, I didn't ring the bell. It wasn't a bell moment.
So I was like, there's got to be a better way. They're like, oh, well, you actually have a good plan. Your plan is now worth $90 instead of, at the end of the day, I'm supposed to pay 60 to 70, but I think I pay 80 when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's a better plan. It really is. And we can't really switch it up without, you know, jacking your prices. Like, just don't touch anything. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
They're out to get you.
They're out to get you, man.
Same with the cable and internet. We've always ranted about that. It's too much money for the cable and the internet. And they're, you know, for the basic package and the internet, I think I pay $100 a month.
$100.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking and toying with getting rid of the phone, but it's bundled with the internet. So if I get rid of the home phone, am I saving myself? I think the price of the internet goes up if I get rid of the home phone.
The landline or?
The landline, the normal home phone.
What the heck is a landline?
I know, but I got younger child who talks to their friends doesn't have the phone system figured out. So if we get the phone thing, but then are they going to kill me with the internet?
Hard to say. Back in my day, we had MSN chat to chat with our friends.
Okay, now here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Yeah. You were telling me this on the way, or when I was trapped in Walmart, held captive in Walmart. You were telling me to go to Telus, sign up, and get my laptop. So I'm already an existing Telus customer, is the big wrinkle in that, because I have the internet and blah, blah, blah. But if I get Telus TV,
I think,
which is terrible, I heard.
I have Telus TV. I have no complaints, except that it's probably, I think, my opinion is it's too much
money.
I feel that it's too much money. I don't feel like I'm getting ripped off. I just feel like, you know, you could probably make it more affordable.
How much is it?
Yeah, it's $100.
$100 a month with your internet?
Regular internet and the basic channel, and I added the sports package for the CFL season. That's an extra $9. I mean, I do use my TV. I use my TV a lot. I set my programs. I record them. Then I watch them at my convenience. I stream Netflix. I'm on the internet all the time here.
So now they have different levels of internet, like a lot of levels.
Yeah, I don't know.
So are you on medium or high?
I think I'm at normal.
You would be rocked if you went up one level.
I don't know if I don't need it, though. Okay. I don't think I need it. Like, if I was like a streamer, hardcore online gamer, maybe. I don't know what any of that stuff means, but
yeah.
Maybe, but I feel like I don't need. I also feel like they don't need to charge that much.
No,
you knock it down to $10 or $20, and I'd be happy. I'd pay $80, no problem.
Yeah, yeah, and then you got $20. That's a big amount of money back in your jeans.
It goes a long way. But I have not had a problem with Telus since I've received their services when I moved here about 3 years ago. So I did. You know, you can do the TV if you sign on for 3 years if you're a new customer. You can do the laptop, or there's something else I remember reading. And yeah, they say for new customers, I remember calling them one day. I was like, look, I'm a good customer. Hook me up with some perks. And they're like, okay, well, this is what you can do. And I was late on a payment, so I had to do 2 good months. And
so back up the bus. Are you getting the TV or aren't you?
Well, then remember,
this was last season.
Remember last season when
you're supposed to be getting the big TV.
I think I was pre-approved for the TV, but now I don't know if I need another 40-inch TV.
Get the damn TV.
Where
would I put it? I don't care. You can put it. It's a show. We could do it with the internet on the TV. That'd be amazing.
I almost thought maybe I should go the laptop route because now I'm a college student.
Get the laptop.
And I need a laptop that could probably handle potential college-ness. This is like 6 years old, this laptop. It's a dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
I'm waiting for it to die in any moment.
So we should talk quickly about GFARC.
Yeah.
GFARC has been hassling us via Toronto in regards to monetizing It's a Show. He wants us to go corporate.
I know.
And, you know, the reason we started this initially is to blow off steam, be ourselves, have an outlet, and hopefully entertain some people would be the happy byproduct of the situation. And when I say some people, that's exactly how many are listening. Some.
There are some.
A few. And but then, you know, of course, if we're going to commit the time, I've said this from the get-go as well, we might as well make a little change out of it. So that's why I'm enamored by the GFARC, but he's very demanding these days. And he's going, how are we doing on the website? What's going on with the website? It's all about the website because, and Scooby Sway said this from the get-go, have your own website, then you're going to get credit for the hits. It all goes through you. Yeah. They stream off of your page, and then you can actually show advertisers, hey, we're a big deal. Check it.
We need to come up with the main name, remember? That's from a last season task. Because if you look at our examples that we've used before, like the Rooster Teeth people.
Yes, Rooster Teeth is the umbrella of all of their awesomeness.
Then they got the Achievement Hunter. Then they have the No, and then they have whatever that
RTX,
is.
RTX, yeah.
And then, so this is, you know, you go to your different whatnots and have-nots. I am in a class this semester in college called Project Management.
Okay.
We learned the difference between project and
management.
What was the other word that he used? I had this problem the other day. Project and
you better have a Red Bull.
Was it organization? Does that sound right? Operation. What's the difference between project and operation? Project has a start and end date. A project has goals. The operation is ongoing.
Okay.
At the end of the semester, we have an assignment that we need to do for project management.
And yes!
I'm thinking this might
this be is the project. Okay, so we're in operation, but we need some management. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you have goals. You have goals of having 20 more podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I started scoring some authors from Kathy, my publicist connection, and she is all over it. She doesn't care I left the sort of seamy underbelly of regular day radio. Oh, she's still with us. So this woman's going to be rewarded in the end. I want to make her happy.
Radio's too corporate because it is. You can only do a 2-minute morning show interview, and you can only talk about things that nobody cares about, and you can't talk about the things that people care about, and you can't, we got to pause for commercial break because...
I got to be honest, not being on the radio now, I listen to the radio as a listener in the morning shows. Yeah. I'm bored out of my... My biggest problem is I don't think anybody is on target, and I don't know if it's possible to be on target because I'm a human being with likes and dislikes and preferences and everything, and I find, no, you're not saying anything that is anywhere, and if they do say something half-ass interesting, I read that on Twitter last night. So that's...
Oh, exactly.
So this is way better because we can ramble a little bit, we can stray off topic, and, you know,
yeah,
it's not that we want to, just... happens. Anyway, we want to launch Authorize, the new author interview podcast. And when I say we, I mean me, because Sparky's not looking forward to it. I know his body language. But I have a chance to interview Jody Picoult.
You keep dropping her name, and I'm going to smile and nod. Like,
look it up. Because my wife, I don't know who she is either, but my wife loves her, and she's been reading her for years. Because that's every occasion she wants a Jody Picoult book.
Ooh, she's got nice hair.
Yeah, she does. Jody Lynn Picoult, American author. Where did it go? And she was awarded the New England Bookseller Award for Fiction in 2003. She currently has approximately 14 million copies of her books in print worldwide.
Should probably get her on the podcast.
So what I'm thinking is we can ride the coattails of her popularity in the book world. So I would like to include, if not the whole interview, probably not, just a snippet of it on It's a Show to introduce everybody and kind of interesting. And then we take the formatted more, you know, definitive interview, and that's on Authorized.
I love Songs of the Humpback Whale.
TM, trademark, authorized.com. Okay? Because don't be screwing around with my copyright infringement.
So, side note, I think once we do figure out how we're hosting all these different podcasts, it will be easier and I won't be as stressed about it. Right now, this sounds, all I hear is dollar bills, and I'm like, I ain't got no dollar bills.
Okay, so...
So if anyone's out there who has advice, send them to me.
Twitter. What are you looking for? You're looking for the name of the actual host site.
Well, we need...
Because GFARC said he's got the hosting covered.
Oh, well.
GFARC's got the hosting covered. So linkage goes to GFARC.
Okay.
Done. Whatever. So just send him an email going, Yeah, big host boy. What? Where am I hosting this?
Okay.
How do I hook it up?
So we need a place to put all this audio.
And you looked at WordPress. Do you prefer that garbage or do you want the Wix?
Doesn't matter to me.
You know?
Whatever, plug and play is fine.
Okay.
The Wix, the other thing that you just mentioned.
The only problem with the Wix is because the GregShannonEntertainment.com has never gotten off the ground because we can't link the name to the thinger.
That's because we third-partied the address, the URL.
Yeah.
And we could have done that with the Wix as we upgraded because you got to have the premium package, which includes the free address. But then, you know what I'm saying?
Why do they have so many options? Just tell me what works. Buy this because it works. Stupid. Okay, so anyway, whatever. I don't care what theme it is. We decided we want it simple. It's got to have a blog on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to have a place to obviously have the embed the...
Don't read. Just keep with your thoughts.
Oh, my God. That looks intense, whatever that was. Anyway, yeah, so
it's a work in progress. Yes, we got it.
Okay, so moving can you go back to the...
No.
Yeah, go back to the... my email.
Okay, so we've got none of those topics sort of at the bottom.
Back to school with Sparky.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this overall experience you've been having going back to post-secondary to complete your business diploma.
So we haven't officially announced it to the podcast last season. And we said that something was going to happen, but now it's official because I've made the announcement. I'm living the dream. Going back to college, currently have two classes this semester, three classes a week. So three classes a week, but two courses, I should say, two courses. The first one's financial, personal finance, FINS 150.
Okay, so what is personal finance teaching you?
It's going to teach me how to make a budget, nice. You know, all that bull crap.
But that'll help with the show too.
It'll be great, yeah. Money, bonds, RSP, planning for retirement, all that fun stuff that you should probably learn in high school, yeah. I'm going to learn at age 29. So that'll be good because I'm in the RSP at work or whatever you call it. I'm trying to, you know, plan for the future. Can I be honest for a second?
Sure.
They had to do a refresher on fractions and algebra. The last time I did any of that nonsense was at least 11 years ago.
Okay, I need a drink.
Fractions.
I can't deal with fractions and algebra.
I had an assignment that I did Wednesday night that 10 questions took me 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
And everything is online. Like,
were you scared, though?
I was in a nervous sweat because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't understand this situation. Everything is electronic now. They give me options. So I'm like, okay, well, one of these answers has to be right. So let's see if I can try to figure out. But I'm looking at notes. I'm watching videos. It took me an hour to do 10 questions.
I live in fear over that. Somebody making me do a test for algebra and exposing me for the idiot I am because I can't do it.
I had to ask ADD Steph for help. I was like, what does this even mean? What do I got to do? Can you write it out for me? Because apparently she's a math nerd. Write it out for me, solve it, and then let me see how you got the answer. Because if I could see an example, I could figure it out. Anyways, I managed to get 10 out of 10. I don't know how that happened. It took a long time. But look, I'm just trying to scratch.
Oh, look at you. You got to show your work.
Yeah, look.
You can show your work because it's right there.
See, this was the problem, and that's the answer. Now I'm going to go back later and try to figure this mess out. So
my son had a fractions review, I think, 2 years ago, and that was he's in grade 10 now, grade 8.
Well, I mean, he's like, oh, we're going to do some review, but most of you, just came from high school, and here I am, the oldest probably person in the class. But actually, it's not that bad.
Is there some mature students?
Well, there's a few mature. Definitely we're the minority, so that's fun.
Okay, but I want to continue with your thing, but this reminded me your age when you said, are you sure you're 29? I thought you said you were 28.
No, I'm 29.
Okay, because I heard this thing on the radio, and you want to Google this, some kind of retreat in Banff, mixer for singles, 30 and up. And I figured,
I'll be 30 in the spring.
Yeah, he can fake 30.
Sure I could.
So, and it sounded like something you want to be a part of, dude.
In Banff. Who doesn't want to be part of that?
So figure that out. Google that.
So I will check that out. So finance is off to, I was nervous. I was so nervous in that first day
of class. What's the prof like?
He's good. I like him. He worked in the financial industry. He's a good speaker, which is very important. You know, when you're older, you appreciate and you kind of pay more attention and you know what I mean? Like, you know what you're looking forward to help your education. I mean,
you're more excited about learning.
I can't screw this up because I'm not going to do this again.
Like when you're like in when college,
I was 18.
Yeah, like, when I was in college, yeah, I was there because I was supposed to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now you're there because you want to be there.
The part of my life plan, and I'm like, I'm gonna, you know, pay attention. I'm gonna really like, you know, effort. Put the effort into it. I'm paying money. Well, the government's paying me money.
Sparky puts the in effort.
That's right. So no, he's good. I really like him. And financial or no, what is the other one? Project management.
Yeah, that one sounds like it's promising for us.
Oh, he is hard to understand. He is a low talker. He's a low talker. He's his English is his third language. So
third language.
Not that that's anything wrong with that, but it's very difficult to understand.
So okay, so like if he's low talker, are you in the front row?
I was on the outer perimeter of the table configuration because there's like, yeah, let's say there's four rows of three tables. Yeah. I'm in the outer limits. I'm not in the internal back. I'm as close to the front as I think the front.
Yeah.
You got smart boards. You have whiteboards. Again, everything is so weird and high technology these days. So I think I'm in the front. Well, he's teaching on the other side of the room because there's a whiteboard over there and he, for some reason, likes to use the whiteboard. And I'm just like really listening. Like I'm really.
That irritates me when when you can't hear somebody and you're paying.
We had three girls who, the one was saving chairs for the other girls and the one kept eating candies. So she kept the wrapping of the candies and then they would like whisper to each other because I'll be honest, the guy's a little weird and the class seems a little weird, but you know, it seems like I can understand it. It's about projects. I just did a big project with my day job. I can get the concept. And, you know, I think they're not going to be back next week because they left.
Oh,
after,
boy.
It's a 2-hour class. They left after like an hour when we had a mini break. And I was like, thank God, because I can't understand. He's hard to understand. You're making noise with your whispers and your candies.
Doing the candies.
Teenage women.
Who does candies? Girls. That freaking thing.
Well, she's whoever heard a of that? Bit of a. She's a porker.
Same porker on the podcast. Oh,
so college life is it's exciting. It's weird, but it's good. I've had to go to the main campus a few times because we're not on main campus. But all the business you got to do to, you know, sign up, check in, make sure you have your paperwork all
figured. That's main campus.
You got to go down to main campus. And I feel like I'm still the old guy, even though a lot of people my age, I think, are there. And I don't look old, but, you know, I have a full-time job. I have benefits. I have all the things that normal students don't have.
Right.
And so, you know what I do to make myself feel better is I wear my company jacket. I'm like, look at me, bitches. I have a job.
I'm just here because I want to be. It's don't good, though. Need to be.
There's a few people that I've met, you know, they're working towards whatever their goals are, but you know they have full-time jobs too, and you know they have a couple classes here. And the girl that I sat with for the last couple times, her name is Michelle. Very awkward part of the story was I forgot her name after the first day.
Oh, that's easy, man. Like everybody's got. Oh.
But she's really nice, and she works for the city, and she does things I have no idea what. But no, college life is good. I'm loving it.
What about the third class?
Just two classes, just two courses, but I have three classes. You know
two
what I'm saying?
Courses, three classes. So you take one twice.
Financial, I take twice a week.
Okay.
Project management, once a week.
Gotcha.
The next semester is going to be a gong
show. So if you want, in your mind's eye, you want to know what the main campus looks like, Sparky helped me out with my ice bucket challenge video in front of the main thinger.
Yeah.
And that was kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm
did we post that on the It's a Show podcast page?
No, but I can, but it shows your face. Oh. I don't know how you want to work that.
Right. Anonymity is key.
The thing about the School of Business being in the downtown tower, it's very small feel, like small town, you know, feel.
Yeah.
There's like a handful of
classrooms. I've only toured that. I wouldn't know what it would be like to.
It's a nice facility. Don't get me wrong. Like great. It's great.
It's all new carpet and blah, blah, blah.
It's all fancy and great. But I feel that we're missing the action not being on main campus because that's where the buzz is. You know, you have just hundreds of students and
yeah,
staff.
And when you have your class break, you can go down to the patch, or you can go to Starbucks, or, you know.
And the nearest Tim Hortons is 6-7 blocks away. You have one right there down the hall.
Tim Hortons making a mistake of not putting one down in that building.
Right? Yeah.
Dumb.
So anyways, college life, it is what it is, and it's exciting.
Right on.
I'm all caught up with homework and et cetera.
Now I'm trepidatious about asking you about your love life.
That's non-existent.
Time for a Sparky Love Life update.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
I don't understand.
understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
We mutually were at an event recently. Not planned, but sort of had an idea. I thought you would show up at the Country Bar in Edmonton during Canadian Country Music Weekend of Love. And I had a girl, a random girl, part of a stagette group that we kind of made friends with.
Grabbed your bum?
Dancing it. No, she's like, you need a drink. Come with me. She bought me a drink. Not once, but twice.
She adopted you.
Yeah. Not an old lady by any means, but a very friendly gal. And I've never had a drink purchased for me from a stranger before, I don't think. And I danced with another older lady.
I saw, when I got there, when I arrived on the scene, Therese and I was hammed. And so were you. You were flying.
I was hammed to the nines.
And then I lost you in traffic about 10 minutes. I could not even see
it's because
what
I was,
happened to you.
I was there with a friend and there was a scene and... It turned out to be slightly embarrassing, but it was a good time. It was a really good time. I danced and someone was really impressed with my footwork with the Cadillac Ranch.
Oh.
I was like, this is not my first time. Like, this is a classic dance. If you don't know that dance... Get the hell out.
I don't know that dance.
Oh, how do you not know that dance?
My wife was doing that dance the day I met her.
That's a classic. Yeah. It was fun. I had a lot of fun. And a football game earlier that day. Went to the horse track with my family earlier that day.
Did you win any money?
I won $27 at the one race, but I spent it all.
Oh, of course.
But football team didn't do so good against Calgary. But
no, they never do.
That's another story for another time. So no love life updates. I was talking to a girl on Tinder. She left the building. I don't know what the deal is.
Okay.
So
Tinder is the hookup one, though.
It's supposed to be.
That's not dating. That's a sexual thing.
It's supposed to be, but I don't think it is. I think society has changed it, whether Tinder people like it or not. There's a lot of profiles on there like, oh, I'm not here for a hookup. This is what the whole thing is for.
You want to hear a funny story? We were brainstorming for a charity event, and we were going to use the tagline, it starts here. And then somebody brought up the fact that, well, that's Tinder's tagline.
Is it? And I didn't know they had a tagline.
Yeah, check it out. And so that got awkward, and we had to change the tagline.
I would like to go on to the match again, I think, but you got to pay to reap the benefits. We'll see. We'll see if there's some money in the budget
for that.
What
about hooking up at the No Prospects at the business school?
What? We just finished our first full week.
Well, you must have scoped out the class.
I'm sure there's going to be group projects. That's where you get to know each other.
Speaking of your project management course, maybe as much as I'd like to advance It's a Show, maybe you should do your love life as a project.
I am pretty funny. I was, let me tell you, the last couple of days, I was texting my friends some hilariousness. I made my first ever Vine.
You made a Vine. I got to see Vine. This. Where's this? My kids are about the Vine. They love the Vine.
The Vine? I was on Vine this morning for like a solid half hour laughing. There are some very clever people out there. And while we're on the topic, I thought this would be hilarious to show you this music video that people are talking about. It was on Ellen's show the other day. And have you ever heard of Nicki Minaj?
Yes, I've heard of her. I don't know who she is. But
You've not seen this. We've already established this music video. So I want to play this for you, and I want you to speak your thoughts.
Oh, my God.
And this will be a part of the
podcast.
I'm
a professional. I don't know if I can speak my
thoughts.
Don't
say the swears or anything, but...
What is happening? We're in a forest.
It's going to be so good.
Looks like the...
I might have to adjust some volume situations.
Planet where the Ewoks were on Star Wars. Three, four,
ladies.
Five ladies.
Okay, they're just standing there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. We're flexing, stretching, and flexing.
I might have to edit.
Is she actually singing this?
Well, you know how they make music videos. But that's her song, yes.
She's got a lot in the caboose. So, is that Nicki, the one with the caboose?
Yes. Oh. I'll have to do some editing because there's just some swears.
So is Nicki Minaj dating somebody that I should know?
I don't know if she is dating someone, but she's, you know, been in the music world for you.
Yeah, so I would describe this as the downfall of society. I mean, when, you know, okay. When I was a kid, the dirtiest thing you could see was the bra section of the Sears catalog.
Right?
Right? And that made us feel dirty and made us go to church. And this is unbelievable. This is like a porno.
Oh, it gets worse.
It gets worse?
Or better. Depends who you ask.
But see, and they, you know, oh, did you see that running that nylon on the side there?
Oh, there's a big hole in the nylons. There's a lot of things in the nylons.
Okay, so that looks like a yoga class. That's all right. That's normal. Yeah. Kinda, whatever. Now,
if this is yoga.
What is happening? Okay.
Song is not important.
But the song's not important, and you know, if you're a young boy,
yeah.
What is this doing to you?
Oh, I can only imagine what this does.
Like, and not even just young boys. I mean, there's a lot of grown men that can't control their functions.
Yeah. Boy, that got loud all of a sudden.
So the only positive I can say about this is they're bringing back, you know, a different body type. You don't have to have an ass that fits like,
right
in your hand. Yeah, I don't agree with that, man. Just, I got a big fat ass. Is that what she said?
That's
yeah,
right.
You do. .com.
So there's that song. There's All About That Bass, which is just blowing up. Everyone's loving that song. You know, I'm all about the bass, no treble. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. I know that does not have anything to
do. I've not seen the Taylor Swift thing either. What's your thoughts
on that?
I
love the song a lot. The music video is funny, but there's booty shaking in the video, but all it takes is one video, so that's why I made the Vine, because I thought it was funny, and you never know what's going to happen. So
yeah, tell me what the progress is of your Vine, because maybe we should be doing It's a Show Vines. Younger man, you're 29,
mm-hmm.
as we established. You're not all in favor of the Nicki Minaj situation.
I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
It's weird to me because
I don't know. Not that the olden days, you always think back in the 50s, 60s, whatever, everything was so innocent and or more innocent than it was. If you go back and watch some of those movies back in the day, the chicks were wearing the craziest clothes too, plunging necklines, the whole thing, but they weren't, you know, doing this.
I've said this before and I said it. I mean, for example, that video's got a lot of bare skin. It's got a lot of, you know,
twerking,
a lot of body features that aren't really covered. I mean,
yeah,
whatever. I don't know what the word is.
Anatomy.
You know, for me personally, sometimes
less
is not more. Sometimes less is not more.
Oh,
sometimes just a girl in a really hot outfit, like fully clothed. That's great.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less showing less is more. Not showing more is less.
Showing less is not more. You know, less is more. Wait, how does that work?
Less is more. So don't show as much, and that's less, and then it's more.
Whatever. Keep your clothes on.
So, for example, yeah. Like, there,
you don't have to be naked to be a turn-on, is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
agreed.
What I'm saying.
There, like, my wife, for example.
Yes.
My wife, like, she'll wear a certain dress or whatever, and I'll go, ooh, yeah. And there, I mean, we're not talking skin, because she's a professional, and she's a mom, and whatever. But hot, because not showing what, you know, you can imagine.
Do you ever talk to Siri on your phone?
No. Should I?
It's funny because then you get things like this. So I was saying to Siri, it's just you and me, babe. And Siri's like, who, me? I said, for the last time, yes, you. And then Siri's like, who, me? So then I swore at her. God damn it, Siri. See, I'm funny. People think I'm funny. Look, it's like 6 likes right there.
6 likes is over the top.
So
I don't know why you're sticking with this show. 6 likes. Okay, go back to Google. What is that thing? There's a garden scene or
so the Google, if you go to Google and you sometimes see the image where the Google word usually is, that means there's an occasion. They're celebrating something. And did you know that you can either hover with your mouse and then it tells you a little blurbs. Laura's
Secord's 239th birthday.
But then you're like,
she's an oldie.
Then you're like, who is Laura? So then you click on it.
She made chocolates.
And then it brings up the stats.
She was a Canadian heroine of the War of 1812, known for having walked 20 miles out of American-occupied territory in 1813 to warn British forces of an impending American attack.
Born in the U.S. in Massachusetts.
But then they made chocolates, right? Where's the chocolates part?
I don't know.
That was when I was a kid. She was a chocolate maker.
What did you think about the winter-like weather over the last yonder week? It's starting to really warm up now again. Really warm up because it literally was.
But the leaves are all, like, right outside our World HQs, leaves are all turning.
Well, it was like minus -2 the other day.
Yeah, all the plants are like.
Oh, it was like a blast of winter. We had some snow. Very, very, very light snow. But further south of us, they had a lot more.
Oh, my God. Some of the pictures were crazy. The Calgary pictures in traffic and, oh, my. Trees were smashing off and breaking things and people and. I'm not ready for it.
No, neither am I. I was hoping for they're saying that it's going to get a lot more warmer, and I hope that sticks around for at least another month and a half. I don't know. Is October's sketch? Because Halloween, usually, if there's snow on Halloween, then, well, that usually happens. That's 8 times out of 10 happens.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've trick-or-treated with the kids for years, and it's usually, if it's not snowing, it feels like it, and the wind is howling, and you're going, this is ridiculous. Tomorrow, I've dedicated to, well, the Riders game. Mostly, but I got to get up early because I got to get the bikes out of the garage, move bins around, move stuff around so I can get at least one car in there because I have a double car garage there's only hope of ever getting one vehicle in, the smaller vehicle, but I got to get that happening. And I don't have a garden shed or anything, so all my lawnmower and all that stuff, so it's going to have to go under the deck. But it's open.
Yeah.
It's like, we haven't done.
You needed it. Why don't you build a little garden shed?
Because I have no money. I need a deck.
Yeah.
Like an actual floor deck outside the thing.
Oh.
And I need to do some flower beds. We want to put in a garden, like a little garden in the back and all that stuff. But it all takes money, kids.
I was at the football game on Friday night, this past Friday night, and it was a little brisk. Oh, it was, there was a wind chill. There had to have been a wind chill.
This is the one you want to go to the afternoon games.
Well, I mean, the next home game that we have is against your Riders. It's at 8 p.m.
What? Ugh. Oh, my God. What day is that?
That's a Friday night.
What? Like what? 2 weeks?
26th.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a chilly one. I had two sweaters and a jacket. I brought my gloves. Thank goodness I brought my gloves. I brought a toque. Didn't need the toque.
Good move with the gloves.
Oh, I almost left without the gloves. I'm like, no.
Do you have a beer ever on those games?
Because
I like me some beers during
I love beer and football. I mean, they naturally go together, but I wasn't feeling the beer at this past game. I ate some nachos.
Is it possible
delightful.
To sneak in a flask in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I got
to
do.
That's what I thought about doing for the last game I went
to.
Because
I'd like to go to that game. I have access to tickets to that game. I would like to go to that game.
Yeah, you can easily flask. I don't even know where you would put a flask.
So do you have a seat partner, like somebody that's always there or no?
Well, I bought two seats for my season tickets, and sometimes I find someone to go with. Sometimes I don't. Like the last game, I went solo, which is fine. But I sit in a great section. They're always there, more or less. They're always
great,
there.
Except for the fact they're all Eskimos fans.
I think there's a few seats either behind me or beside me or in front of me.
Yeah.
Somewhere in my general area that aren't season ticket holders, so there are new people every game. So,
what's your access to the amenities from where you sit?
Oh, it's great. I'm on the second level, so the upper deck, and I'm about row 64, which seems daunting. I don't even know where the rows start. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite halfway up. Maybe almost halfway up. I think that's a bit of a stretch. I feel I go down to the concourse. Bathrooms are right there. Your beverages, your food, it's all right there. It's all very, very, very close.
A lot of waiting?
No.
No?
No. No waiting.
No fans?
You got to time it right, though, right? If it's halftime, you could expect to wait for the bathroom a little bit.
Right.
Did you hear
that we lost our quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
So now we got the backup. Yeah, and somebody was talking about a deal to bring Burris back. And
I saw that on Twitter, too.
I don't like that guy, man. I'm not on board with Hank Burris. I don't know. I think he's a freaking whiner.
I don't. I like my section because the beer guy, Pat, the beer guy, he's dedicated to the
so he comes to your section all
the time.
The
regular fellas, yeah. So we're guaranteed at least three or so visits from him. He knows.
Beauty.
He knows.
He knows you tip decent.
So that's good, yeah. And they're a lot of fun, the guys. They're older.
Yeah.
Older guys working hard. And, you know, they come here to escape. And I sit beside an older dad with his two kids. And he always brings Subway. And he brings a backpack full of goodies. And I'm just like, that is smart thinking.
But they don't check your backpacks for food.
But
and
they
shit?
Do. They that's the thing. You got to go through the bag check line.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go with nothing, like me, you go the expressway. You get in faster. So
have you ever taken a flask in there?
No, but you can. I know you can. You just stick it. Where would you stick a flask? In, you know, your pants?
Small of your back?
Yeah. So you could easily do that. You got a jacket on. They're not going to pat you down. I've been there for 3 years. They've never given me a pat down. They've never, you know, said empty like your pockets.
I'm not about cheating the man. I just want to, you know, not go stand in line for beers all the time.
Well, here's another thing to back up my point. You know those two sample things you get with your big bottle of booze at the liquor store, the sample things?
Yeah.
The little mini whatevers? I brought two of those to the last game, but I didn't use them. I wasn't drinking that stuff. I was just drinking beer. So I brought them. And
Put them in your pants pocket.
They don't care. I mean,
like you're not going to carry a mule in there.
Look at me with my flask, pour it into my drink. I'm sure you got to be a little bit discreet about it and sneaky. But
so you just buy a Coke and you're rock and roll.
Oh yeah, where was my? So
you're still buying a Coke, which is almost as much as booze.
I was going to say they're fun. Is my point because there's a few chants and things that they do during the game that makes it a lot of fun. So I've thought about moving my seats.
Yeah,
I'm on the east side and I always take the train, so I have to go to the other side of the stadium. You don't get the sun on that side, which is a pro and con.
Yeah.
Pro and con. I've
been there in the sun games.
I
don't have good shades anymore either.
Why else don't I like that side? I think that's about it. I like the height because I like to oversee. I like to see from up top, the bird's eye view kind of thing.
You see the play happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the closer I get, the harder it is for me to see things happen.
Understand what's going on. Yeah.
So I like that aspect of it. And I don't know. I like it. They're fine. The beer guy helps.
Did I tell you that I joined the glasses brigade?
You did. I have not yet seen these glasses.
I knew there was a reason. I was searching through my briefcase going, what am I supposed to be bringing to this? I was going to show you my progressives. And they are very difficult to deal with because of the fact that there's a sweet spot in the middle that actually helps you.
Yeah.
And anywhere else around makes you puke.
Why?
I don't know why they do that, man. Because I really just don't want that.
Isn't that funny? We're talking about glasses. And there's a sponsored ad on my Facebook about glasses.
See, there's Lens so crafters. Many sponsors that we could have on this show.
Oh, of course.
Because we could just talk about. Oh, I want to tell you about this. This author, we're shutting down our lives to, it's going to be tough on Monday because Monday's a brutal day.
Tell me about it. I got class.
We
got
to arrange. So what time's your class? We're at 1. Did we change this to 3?
It'll be 3. It'll be tight.
Oh, it's 3.
I'll be here.
Maybe you should give me your key. Like I can hook that up. I'm sorry. The award-winning author of The Sexual Paradox, The Village Effect, How Face-to-Face Contact Can Make Us Healthier and Happier by Susan Pinker. Susan Pinker from Montreal. She just broke her leg. Late-breaking word, but she still wants to do the interview with us.
That's fun. I could use some tips about face-to-faceness.
Yeah, because the whole society has gone to the dogs for social media, right? That's why you get Nicki Minaj videos.
We are all about online talking and...
rocking.
All these people... All these people on my Facebook, they like my shit and they comment on things, but
they don't buy us.
They don't call.
They don't call. They don't buy anything.
They don't text. They don't say, let's go for coffee. I really like that photo you took today. You look so good. It's like, well, come visit.
Where did you get this podcast poster?
The banner?
The banner.
That was from our friends over at BannerMakingVistaPrint.com.
VistaPrint.com. We got to get those guys on board to start with. Because if we got VistaPrint on board, we could do some t-shirt line. And then we could start spreading the wealth.
Start spreading the wealth.
Okay, next episode, we're calling VistaPrint.
Okay.
Okay, so that's on the agenda, calling VistaPrint.
I've also started a new blog in my very, very, very...
Because you used to have a blog, and then the blog went away.
Because I had a blog when I had a radio show, and it would correspond nicely, and now...
it's life blog.
I feel like I kind of want to be maybe a little more anonymous with this blog. I don't want to be, hey, it's me, and this is my events and problems.
So that'll
issues.
Work good with It's a Show.
Because I like blogging.
You are good at blogging because you're a great writer.
So I called it, and it's hard to think of a name, and I don't know. I'm not saying this is the best name, but I'm calling it In the 403.
I like it. I like the logo.
The area code. So it's stories about life, love, and being a student at 29. So using for the first time WordPress. I wrote 2 entries so far.
Today's mood? Meh.
Yeah, I had a shit day last week.
Did you? We've all had those.
See, vented about my can't understand my project management instructor.
Right. The low talker.
The low talker. And then got put in Seinfeld reference. And
embedded a Seinfeld video. Very nice.
And then I was talking about the girls with the talking. Oh, no. It was a coworker with the food in the mouth and the talking. I hate loud mouth eaters.
Who does that?
Have you heard this new Brad Paisley song, Perfect Storm? It is... I'm jealous that Scooby Sway gets to recommend.
We can do a segment with you too.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Maybe we can do songs that I'm just in love with.
Sure.
So anyways.
Because, and that could be the positive spin on the end of the Love Life update, because we never have any good news there. Then we can do that.
But yeah, so the blog will be, basically what I want to do with this blog is, I've got a lot of thoughts up here.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes I'm sitting here by myself. I don't have a plant or a cat or a dog to talk to.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to blog it out. This way I can rant, I can hate on things.
That's good.
Not hate, because that's a strong word. But I don't want to, kind of want to be behind the scenes, but here's my thoughts anyways.
Where'd you get the logo?
I made it.
You made that logo? That's so
sweet.
Made it
with the Photoshop.
Put it on the It's a Show thing.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, because I mean, I got
my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law always says, that's how we roll in the 306, because he's from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, and
he always says that.
I've started to tag things on my Instagram with 403, because apparently that's what the kids are doing these days.
I don't understand Instagram. I don't think I ever
Instagram
will.
Instagram is great.
What am I supposed to do with
it? Instagram is fantastic. So Instagram is a app you can get on your smartphone, and said app will allow you to add filters to photos. You follow?
Filters to photos. Okay, I don't know why we got to filter everything.
Because it takes your boring ass photo and make it look that much better. And I'll show you an example, and maybe there's a few we can share on our...
You know what? We got to go over
Facebook.
Google.
The Google Calendar.
Google Calendar. I got to get rocking on that.
The Google Calendar. It is your man's best friend. So, for example...
You're at the football game. No, you're not at the football game.
You just add sweet little filters and stuff.
You can do that on your iPhone. Why do I need Instagram? Post it on Facebook and Twitter. Instagram.
Then people can double tap it. Like, look at this photo.
That's pretty sweet. That's sweet.
I added a few filters, changed a few things.
So it's on Facebook. What's the big deal with
Instagram? You can share on...
I don't understand. How does it get me anywhere?
Instagram gives you the option...
What?
To make it look better.
But then what?
And then you can share it on your Instagram app.
Like, do you have friends, followers?
Yes,
What are they called on Instagram?
They are called followers.
That's boring, because that's already been taken. I can come up with something
new. So I'm on my Instagram, for example.
Oh, boy.
And I love it because I can search for things. I can search hashtags. I can double tap and I can like photos. Like High Valley, the boys of High Valley,
they're
active on Instagram. Travel Alberta and like Jasper and stuff like that always post the gorgeous mountain photos on Instagram.
Okay.
And
I don't know. As a father, I'm doing a terrible job of getting out with my family. Where can we go hiking that's not too taxing to start with, but good experience hiking?
What's your definition of
like
hiking?
Close. Like my definition is a little bit of a grade somewhere along the way, but not too...
Well, you can start right here in this fair city.
Where, though? Which park?
Well, you've been to the Kin Canyons.
Yeah, been there.
Have you been to... Where is that Heritage Ranch area?
Well, only for the Daw Run, which is brutal.
It's a nice walkabout.
Yeah, it's a walkabout, but like... you know what I'm saying? In the woods... Going up a hill, maybe a creek, a waterfall, something like that.
Kin Canyon is the only place. You'd have to probably go out of the city for that. And where, I am not too sure.
Like, don't you hike? You're not a hiker?
I mean, we're in the middle of the prairies. There's not a lot. There's not a lot of, I mean.
Nordegg. Major.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I mean, that's
gorgeous.
The way
it's
to go. I've never been to Nordegg.
An hour and a bit.
I've been to Nordegg to the gas station. That's all I've been to.
Nordegg has a gas station?
On the way back from Jasper, we stopped at the gas station.
Next summer, you should go to Rocky Mountain House and you should go to Nordegg because it's gorgeous. Also, you should go to Drumheller. Mm-hmm. I know you've probably been to the Royal
Tyrell.
Well, here's the thing. I worked in Drumheller. I called it Tyrell.
Here we go.
I got the finger.
It's Tyrell?
It's not Tyrell. It's Tyrell. Because when you call their stupid automated system, she says Tyrell.
Call them right now.
What is it? Let's Google.
I got to get going. I got to get to a basketball game. Here we go. Jesus. podcast that's going everywhere. This is supposed to be a brand new season where we cleaned up everything.
I think around. People like spontaneities.
I'm the only one drinking, for the record. And my diction is impeccable.
We had a lot of things. Toll free in Alberta.
Okay, here we go.
Are you doing it or I'll do it?
Well, no, we got to hear it.
Oh, geez.
Oh, do you got to change over a bunch of stuff? Okay.
Are you calling, actually?
I can call. What is it?
So first you got to dial 310.
What is that noise? Oh.
Toll free.
One?
No.
310?
310, then four zeros.
Four zeros.
403.
This is not going to work. No. Why is it put zero in there? Oh, that's a fourth zero. Okay. 403.
Are we supposed to dial and then this number, or are we supposed to put two numbers together? See, look at the website. It says
it's in Alberta. Why is it 310?
Toll free in Alberta. 310, four zeros, then 403-823-7707. That's what the website says. It's not very clear.
It's completely ridiculous. Whatever happened to 1-800 or 1-877?
Well, there is. Toll free North America outside of Alberta.
Outside of Alberta. So that's not going to work. Ooh. Why is it my fault? Okay.
Take it off speaker.
Okay, now I got to redial.
Okay, just dial this number.
Okay, that's what I just did.
403.
In deja vu.
823.
I got to say 1-403. It's in Drumheller.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, tell me. 1-403. I can't hear it well, but I can hear it. Is your volume? It's cranked.
Oh. Thank you for calling the Royal Tyrrell Museum of Paleontology. Operated by the Government of Alberta.
Hold you.
Ministry of Culture.
So there you go. Okay. My point before we wrap up, go there. You missed. It's gorgeous in the summer. I mean, it's going to be gorgeous in the fall as colors change and things like that. But you can go in Horseshoe Canyon. You can go down to the canyon. It's a little more advanced, but it's gorgeous. Yeah.
Even hiking to the top, that's pretty harsh.
There's the Atlas Coal Mine, which is a neat thing you should go check out. There's the hoodoos I'm sure you've seen. But that's a nice landscaped area. I mean, it's a bit of a drive. It's about an hour and a bit, but...
You used to live there. Did you take advantage of all this?
Oh, yeah. I hiked to the Jesus statue.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is a Jesus statue. Holy Next cow. Time you're in Drumheller, look for Jesus. He's on the hills with arms wide open under the sunlight.
Don't stop believing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's been episode one of season... Is it season three?
Season two. Hey, before you sign off...
Seems like three.
We started this in November, did we not, last year? I think we need to have a bit of a anniversary party, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
An all-star special.
All-star special. Invite everybody back.
So we need to...
Get RSVPs out. Mama Jude's.
I'm just trying to think
ADD
of...
ADD Steph.
It's going to be an action-packed
Dwayne
show.
Steele. Tina Turner.
Who haven't we had on the show?
Brett the Big Schwag. Yeah. He's coming back next week, and I'm gone. I'm in California, where he's from, when he's in Red Deer, where I'm from.
Someone's hoity-toity in California.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Don't you worry. I'll still talk to you when I get back, probably. I'm hoping there's an opportunity for me to do some tape on the company phone, obviously.
Yes.
And
I got to say, you really did a great number with the piano man in Saskatoon that one time.
I really enjoyed that guy because...
That was very good.
You know what that just goes to prove? Everybody's got a story.
That's a song, Amanda Marshall.
If I would... If I would have interviewed any of the half a dozen people that gathered around to hear the piano man play, they would all have equally enamoring stories. I bet you any money. Like, it's just so cool what everybody's carrying around in their brains. We should start just interviewing normal people.
Yes, we should.
We should just dial up somebody in the Yellow Pages.
And I'm just going to like things on Facebook.
Okay, you like away. And in the meantime and in between time, that's it for this edition of Stampede Wrestling. So what do you say at the end?
Until next time, keep fit and have fun.
And
also stay in touch.
Oh, we should get Hal and Joanna on the show. They'd be great.
Keep fit. No, wait. What did we say?
Take it easy. And
no, wait.
Take her slow.
Until next time. What do we say? I always say keep in touch.
So you'll keep in touch. I'll keep in touch. You say, yeah. And then I go finger guns.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We're done.
Okay.
And now it's time for intern Scooby Sway and his big music minute. Or whatever we're calling it. I'm not sure.
The Beautiful Dark Side Classic Crime, as recommended by Scooby Sway, our intern, and also he doubles as my son. So tell us a bit about this band.
They're from Seattle. They were formed in 2004. And they've got, I think, four albums out now. Let me check. Three? Yeah. My favorite of which is Vagabonds.
Is it true that the guitar player's name is Cheese?
That's his nickname.
That's the coolest guy
ever. I'd like to know why cheese.
I bet she smells like cheese.
I had some cheese, and I had that after cheese in the mouth. That's not pleasant.
I had a turkey smoky, man, and I had to get one of those mint breath strips from my daughter before I came over because it was killing me.
So some fans have assumed that this band, they're a Christian band. True or false?
Most of the members are Christian. They like to classify themselves as a Christian band, but they're not. A lot of people don't classify them as.
We believe faith is personal and can be only held by an individual person. To entitle a group Christian would be to assume that the group has a collective soul, or at least souls tied to a solid collective belief. Not everyone in our band is decidedly set in their faith, and we respect that. So overall, for the most part, they're pretty Christian-ish. When you think of Christian music, you're thinking of...
Jesus, he's our man?
Yeah, kind of. That.
So that was my next question. Is there a lot of Jesus talk in their music, in their songs?
No, it's mostly like underlying themes and stuff like that.
Right on.
There we go.
I really like their sound. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, we'll play it in after this little segment. We'll introduce the world to some The Classic Crime.
Yeah, have you had a chance to wash your hands after the poop incident?
Oh, no.
Okay.
What a house you're running over there.
Set that phone down carefully. Get a handy wipe. I think overall that first segment went not too shabby.
Scooby Sway, a man of few words.
Okay, so.
One sec. Ava's here.
Oh, intern Ava.
Hi, intern Ava.
Dad, you good? You want to leave now? Why? It's a podcast. Yeah, thanks. Oh. All righty.
The new fall season's going smoothly. What is she saying?
Give me a Rainbow Loom bracelet.
Aw, that's adorable.
I bought the supplies at Michael's the craft store for the Rainbow Loom.
My sister doesn't make me anything. Jerk.
He's not calling you a jerk. His sister a jerk.
Yeah, my sister. Thank you, intern Scooby Sway.
All right, yes, please. Can this end now?
It's done. Bye, man.
Bye.
Turn it